92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. It is Decision 2024. In the studio, Jason Court, running for Republican for Ottawa County Commissioner for District 10. Good morning, Jason. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just going to get right to the questions, and you'll have a chance to talk about why people should vote for you. Our first question, what are your top three priorities for Ottawa County if elected, and how do you plan to achieve them?
Well, first, I'd like to start having more interaction directly with the public, having more forums, hearing people's voices for ideas they'd like to see implemented, changes they'd like to see implemented, and just general ideas as what to do with our fastest growing county in Michigan right now. Second, I'll be working with police departments. We already see some of the good things that are happening with them, with the dash cams and body cams, working with them and bringing up the morale, getting them the needs that they're looking forward to having, the technology that they need, any equipment. And then third, I'd probably want to look at what we can do for, I guess, helping the small businesses in this area get the people they need that are quality, that want to work, that show up to work, to keep our small business infrastructure going because it is the heartbeat of our county.
How do you plan to balance economic development with environmental sustainability in Ottawa County?
Wow. I see a lot of things like people talk about solar panels and everything like that, and then I look into that. I'm actually a proponent of clean energy to a point that doesn't destroy the environment. Looking at, 200 acres covered in solar panels really doesn't scream environmentally friendly to me, especially in our area, which I think peaks at 11% efficacy for a solar panel, which there should be something else in play that we already have that we could make clean energy with without hurting our precious and beautiful environment that we have here in Ottawa County.
How will you ensure transparency and accountability in county government?
Oh, that's very easy. I'm a straightforward old school boy. You just have to go right at it. You have to be honest with people. If people like, trust, and respect you, they are more than willing to stand behind you, even if they don't totally agree on how you're trying to push an agenda or an issue or even make changes in any level. So if you have that open dialogue with them, they're going to trust you. And even if they're 90% on board, maybe, again, going back to the having conversations with them, they'll help you tweak that to get to that 95, because you're not going to please every one of 300 something thousand people in a county. But to do our best to have that conversation and openly, just like we do now with the 3 minutes that is allotted for anything to be said, like it or not, at the county commissioner, the board of commissioner meetings, I want to do the same thing, but actually have more formats like that.
I recently read something that the number one concern for seniors now, it's not healthcare anymore, it's affordable housing. You want to talk about that?
So strangely enough, I am doing my first land development project. And going from the service industry and sales industry, directing companies and seeing the inner workings of different styles of businesses and owning my own business, you learn a lot. And when you look at everyone saying, how can I afford a house here? It's not just a small little project. It's not a band-aid of let's tax people more and get grants. Grants cost people money. A grant is coming from tax dollars somewhere. So right now, trying to get a couple houses built, I had a dream I could build X amount of houses for X amount of dollars. That dream is destroyed in infrastructure alone, the cost of permits, the cost of getting anything done, the time frame it takes for township activities to be done, where you wait 6, 7, 8 months for simple things to be done, like driveway permits. And that all costs money. People don't understand you can't get land for free. So if you can't get the land for free, the infrastructure for free, you can't get roofing for free, you can't get 2x4s for free, you can't get a plumber for free, how do you build a house for less than $300,000 that a family is going to want to live in, other than one of these things that are popping up? What are they, 20 by 15? That's great if there's a single or an older couple and they can live in that. But for a growing family, you need bedrooms, you need space. To build out most houses is about $300,000 to build before you even break ground before you bought the property. So in Ottawa County, especially in Spring Lake, we are one of the most expensive properties around. So how do you get the most expensive property that you can't buy a lot for less than about $100,000-$150,000 and then add your sewer, then add your electricity, add your plumbing, add your everything else that goes along with that and not have a house that's $500,000-$550,000? It's actually almost impossible without taking from the taxpayers to make it affordable.
Do you support diversity, equity, and inclusion?
I love natural diversity. Natural diversity is wonderful. I have friends of all walks of life. As a Christian, I believe that every single person in the eyes of the Lord is equal. And just like our Constitution says, you know, we are all here equally. Everyone should be equal. I don't like when you have a DEI department that says this person should be hired over this other person because they have maybe some chosen lifestyles. That takes away from someone that has earned it, someone that has worked for it in any capacity. So I think it erodes itself. And now seeing some of the biggest companies are dropping their DEI departments, universities are now dropping their DEI departments. They're seeing the negative effects it has because it's not saying, hey, here you go, you know, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith, you've earned this position. It's now a, this person has virtue signaled to the point we have to put them in the position or hire them because of these reasons. And maybe like even in certain departments, like you hear of police departments, that they could score, one group could score a 72% and still become an officer, where another group had a score over 90% to get the same job. Well, when it comes to someone saving my life, I'd rather have the person that scored the highest standing there next to me.
Will you accept the local election results?
Oh, yes. I believe Ottawa County, there's the election integrity team. I know they have found some things in the past, and they're working on that. I know Roebuck. Justin Roebuck has looked into that. Kendra Wenzel has been looking into the imaging and trying to get that turned on so we can have an image of each and every ballot, which, again, if we are building that trust in our community, which it is lacking, it will be very helpful to see those results be exact to the single vote.
Jason, this is your chance to tell the audience why they should vote for you.
Well, if you align with, you know, keeping our children safe, our community safe, building and growing small businesses, working with families, protecting the people that have issues, that have maybe fallen to the wayside, had a little brush with the law, or maybe are sitting in their car because they had an abusive partner and they have nowhere to go. I want to be your voice. I want to be the voice of the voiceless. I want to make sure you are not lost. And I will take care of every single person I possibly can. Our job is to help the people as we the people. So please vote for me on August 6th, Jason Court, District 10 here in Grand Haven, Ferrysburg, and Spring Lake. And I promise to do the best job I can for you.
And the website is jasoncourt.com. This has been Decision 2024.